Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you for your holy presence today, O God. We lift your name on high. We thank you that you are the Almighty God, Almighty King. Let the Assyrian be broken in our land, O God, in the name of Jesus. Break in pieces the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron. Your word is a two-edged sword, O God. We thank you for cutting, going and coming. We break every yoke off of our necks in Jesus' name, and we burst all bonds. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We break the rod. We break them with the rod of iron and dash them in the pieces of the potter's vessel in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Break the arm of the wicked, O God, in Jesus' name. Break the teeth, O God, in their mouths, and break the teeth of the young lions. Let the oppressors be broken, O God, in pieces. Let the arms of the wicked be broken. Let the horns of the wicked be broken. Let the kingdom of darkness be broken. Let the foundation of the wicked be broken. Let the kings of Babylon be broken. Let all the bows and the wicked be broken. I break in pieces the horse and the rider. We break in pieces the chariot and the rider. In Jesus' name, we break in pieces the captain and the rulers. Let your words, the words of our mouth, be like a hammer. Let your word out of our mouth be like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. Break down every wall erected by the enemy against our lives. In the name of Jesus, we break down every altar erected by the enemy against our lives. In the name of Jesus. Let the idols and the images of our land be broken by your power. We break and disannul every demonic covenant made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, O God, for what you're doing on our behalf in Jesus' name. We thank you today that you are present with us, that you will never leave us. Father God, we lift up our children today in the land, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for saving them from the hand of the enemy. We snatch our children back right now in the name of Jesus from every wicked way, every demonic power. We snatch our children out of the hands of every demonic power. And we say our children will live and not die. They will declare your mighty works, O God. They will be the fivefold ministry, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare our children will be apostles and prophets and pastors, evangelists, and teachers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that our children are covered by your blood. Our children are fully armored, fully protected. In Jesus' name, we honor you today, O God. And we thank you, Father God, for the families of our children, O God, the fathers and the mothers, O God. May they not provoke our children to wrath, but may they bring them up in the admonition of you, O God. May they train them according to your will, your plan, in Jesus' name. Well, good evening. This is Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We welcome each of you. We thank you for joining us. What a glorious day God has given us to glorify and magnify him. This past week, we had many torrential rains and some flooding here in Florida. But we thank God that he heard our cries as we cried unto him to cease the wind and the rain. And today the sun is shining. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. So we magnify him. We give him all the glory. We appreciate the Most High God. We appreciate his goodness and the fact that he has mercy. And he says his mercies are brand new every day. So we thank the Almighty that he is a merciful God. We are so blessed that the great God, Lord God Almighty, chose us to serve him. We couldn't be chosen by a greater God than our God. Our God is mighty, powerful. He is the mighty shepherd who watches over us every day, who uses his mighty power, the rod and his staff, to protect, to comfort, to guide us every day. If we stray off the path, he said, no. So he go and get us. He, even though it may be 99 more, he's going to come after one of us. So we thank God that he's keeping us on his path, the path of righteousness, not for us, but for his sake. He is delivering us out of the hand of the enemy. His name is mighty. He is the one who saved us by his mighty name, and he judges us by his strength. So I thank the Almighty God. The word of God is true. God honors his word above his name. And so we give him thanks and honor. We give him great praise today. The mighty God created the heavens. He created the earth, and he stretched them out. He that spreadeth forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he giveth breath unto his people. Don't you know the alarm clock don't wake us up? He's the one who blows breath into us on a daily basis. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So we thank him today. He giveth breath unto his people, and he and the spirit unto them that walk with him. So I thank God that he is the Almighty King. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the great God. Lord called, he called us into righteousness and will hold our hands up, and he will keep us and give us and give unto us for a covenant of the people, for a light. We serve a mighty God. There's no God like our God, Jehovah God. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion, his people, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. God hates the enemy. He's angry with the enemy every day. He said he loved those who love him. So we got to learn to love the Lord. His first great commandment says we are to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Well, good evening again. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And we have with us this evening our co-host, Tashana LaPierre. Good evening, Tashana.
Good evening. How are you?
All right. Can you speak just a little bit louder?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, much better.
Okay,
all
great.
Right. So Tashana has some news to share with us, some good news. So take it over, Tashana.
All right. Well, Voice to Men and Girls to Ladies is a radio talk show created to teach our youth of all nationalities the ways of God, to encourage them and to speak into their lives as though they be hope and vision for the future. Amen. To introduce them to Christ and help them develop a relationship with their Creator, Father God, at a young, tender age. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Also to train them in the way they should go, so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. We get our foundation scripture from Voice to Men and Girls to Ladies from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11, which says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things." Now to announcements. Sister G is reopening Zion Hope Academy Christian School here in Jacksonville, Florida, in the near future. Zion Hope Academy is a Christian school with a great vision for our children in Jacksonville and surrounding areas. Our mission is to teach children of all nationalities from year one through high school age to achieve success in their lives, academically, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. To train up our children in the way they should go, to be productive citizens in society, and to take care of themselves and their families. Zion Hope Academy will help them find and lead a purpose-driven life each day. Please contact Sister G, also known as Caritha Gantling, at 904-768-5008 for further information. Now I have a selection from Kirk Franklin's song entitled "Give Me That," and I'll play approximately a minute of it. Here we go.
But you know what?
even his father didn't know what was in him. Because when the giant Goliath came in the land, his father didn't even, you know, think about calling on David. He called his other sons to go against Goliath. And then David came. Now, his father was quite surprised, you know, when David came up against Goliath. Goliath was a giant. David was just a child. But David said, listen, I kill my bears, I kill my lions, and, you know, you ain't nothing. I serve the Most High God. He's going to kill you today. And Goliath was, you know, puffing and trying to scare David, trying to intimidate him. But guess what? God had already prepared David for his giants. Has God prepared you for your giants? Have you killed your bears and your lions? What about your Goliath? Did you cut their heads off so they can't come back? Well, David did. David was wise. Now, he brought up his son Solomon, and Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. So, you know, Solomon had wise parents, Bathsheba and David. He was reared in a home, you know, where there was a lot of strife and jealousy and polygamy and all of that. So he knew some things, but yet sometimes he was foolish. He didn't always, you know, like us, sometimes we say, okay, should I choose A, should I choose B? Sometimes, you know, if A is wise and B is unwise, sometimes we're going to choose, you know, B over A. And we say, why? You know, Paul said, you know, sometimes I want to do good, but evil is always present, so I don't always do good. You know, I'd love to be perfect, but sometimes my flesh overtake me. So the same thing with Solomon. You know, sometimes his flesh would overtake him, and he knew that his father, you know, how his father was, and yet he chose to have so many wives and so many girlfriends. He knew that they would, that was really not what God wanted for him. So, you know, he chose some unwise ways. But we can learn. We don't have to follow the same path. You know, if your child see you at the stove and you stick your hand, you say, ouch! You know, your children can learn not to stick their hand there and get burned. You know, learn not to get burned from you. They don't have to do the same thing. Burning hurt. But some children, you know, they gotta, you know, they gotta find out the hard way. But we thank God that we can learn from our parents' mistakes. We don't have to make the same mistakes that our parents made. So, you know, I thank God for each of you today. Today, our study is going to be taken from Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. So if you got your swords out, take them out. Proverbs. We're in the book of Proverbs again. Proverbs chapter 8 is where we're going to do our study from. And, you know, I just love God's word. Not only because he honors it above his name, because it's so much wisdom there. And Solomon, the wisest man, he wrote the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. And there's so much wisdom in Proverbs. Now, I'm going to start back up to, we've been on chapter 8 for a while, but I'm just going to back up a little bit to about verse, let me just kind of review one, and then we're going to pick up, actually we're going to be studying in about chapter 8, starting at about verse 21 today. Doth wisdom cry? Doth not wisdom cry? And understanding put forth her voice, says Proverbs 8:1. He calls wisdom a she. Wisdom, she standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates. She enter of the entrance at the city. And at the coming in at the door. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. So listen to the sons of man. Oh, ye simple, understand wisdom. So he's saying to you, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be of an understanding heart. There's nothing like getting an understanding. You ever had, you know, somebody tell you something, and you just know you understand what they're saying. But then by the way you proceeded, they said, what are you doing? And they said, no, that's not what I said. I said this. You know, it's nothing like getting an understanding of what somebody is telling you, because misunderstanding can lead to a different direction. So we want to make sure we understand God's word and what he's telling us, because God speaks even today through his word. He even speaks another way also. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another voice they will not hear nor even answer. So whose voice will you hear? God's voice. His voice is an awesome voice. You know the word of God says he's majestic. And you know his voice is distinctive. You know his voice from any voice. His sheep now. And you talk about the goats and the foxes and all them. They don't really know his voice. But his sheep know his voice. Do you know his voice? Are you his sheep? Do you know? Then you know his voice, because his voice is so distinctive. When he speaks to your inner man, you go like, oh, yeah, that's my father. Ain't no voice like his. He has the great voice. Powerful, powerful. Don't you remember when Moses was living and Moses kept telling the people, God said, God said, God said, God said. And they say, Moses, you always say God said it, but how do we know if you didn't say it? They said, tell God to come and tell us himself. So Moses said, okay, God, you go tell him. Don't you know his voice was so powerful, those people tried to hide every way they could. They were so frightened at the voice of God, how powerful it was. And my God, they were running everywhere. They said, that's okay, Moses. We'll believe you. Let God speak through you from now on. So that's what he did. So, you know, God don't really speak in our spirit, you know, so loud and frighten us. But then, you know, he came to those people with his power and his might, and it frightened them. But another way, you know, reason it frightened, because they weren't living right. They weren't doing right. They were bluffing Moses. Okay, you all that. Tell God to come tell us himself. We don't even believe you. So God said, okay, I'm going to tell him and I'm going to show him who I am. I'm the Almighty. Tell him I am that I am. And he is. He still is the am that he is. He's the Almighty. So wisdom crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Behold you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. What am I going to talk about? Excellent things. And the opening of my lips shall be right things. You know, sometimes people open their lips and they tell you wrong things. And then they, well, you shouldn't have done it. I ain't know if it was right or not. So that's why we have to consult the Most High God and follow his way. For my mouth shall speak of truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. In other words, it's terrible. I'm not going to speak those abominations. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in my mouth. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and write to them that find knowledge. Now, let me tell you something. I was telling you all about Psalms 23. Psalms 23, that's channel 23, God speaks. A lot of people don't hear their voice because they got it all full of garbage. You know, if you all full of garbage, you can't hear God's voice. God got to clean you up, clean you out, and get you all ready to hear his voice. You can't hear his voice if you full of the TV and the junk they put in there. If you full of all kind of junk, he said, okay, let me get out all this demonic wax from their ears. Let me clear them of all the demons, of all the evil, of all the wickedness, of all the perverseness. then you can hear my voice. You can't hear the voice of God if you're full of all kind of evil and wicked ways. You only hear the devil's voice. But God wants us to hear his voice. He said, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Now, let me tell you something. Silver is very valuable. Gold is very valuable. But guess what? Instruction from God is more valuable than anything you can even think or imagine. Instructions from God is very valuable. When you get instructions from the Most High God, oh, my God, what a great, it's so valuable, more than silver, more than gold, more than all the things in this world. For wisdom is better than ruby. Now, you know ruby. You've seen that red ruby. It's beautiful. Garnet is one color, but ruby is a beautiful color. Red also, two different colors, and rubies are very valuable. Trust me, somebody give you a ruby, they love you. They think that you are valuable and important because rubies are very valuable. They cost. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to wisdom or to his instructions. To whose instructions? God. Wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and witty inventions. Now, you know, when God give you spiritual discernment, when you can say, wait a minute, should I go to the left or to the right? And you, when you consult God, don't you know he's going to direct your path? He's going to lead you in the path of righteousness. If you're going down that wide, broad path, you're in the wrong direction. God don't lead people down the path of destruction. They lead themselves. He leads his people in the path of righteousness. He said, wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Who give them that? Who give us witty inventions? God. Now, you know, look at all the inventions that have come up. You know, people going to the moon. Don't you know God gave somebody that witty invention to make a spaceship to go to the moon? They didn't just come up with that idea themselves. Don't you know God gave some doctors the witty and clever inventions to make machines to pick up what goes on in our bodies? But guess what? The Almighty God, he knows what's in your body even before a machine tells the doctors, because he's the Almighty Physician. So when you're sick, call on the great physician. Doctors are limited, but the Almighty, he's all wise. He knows everything. He knows before you get sick. He knows when you're broke. He knows when you're rich. He knows when you're needy. He knows when you don't need. You cannot fool God. I don't care. You know, he knows every slick spirit. He knows wisdom, too. He said, okay, they listening to me. My people obeying me. They following my instructions. That means that you are wise when you follow God's instructions. When you follow the devil's instructions, look out. He got a ditch waiting for you. He got a wide path waiting for you. And when you get going down that way, you know, he'll give you gifts in the beginning to kind of lure you in. You know how he did Adam and Eve. He kind of lured them in. But then what happened? You know what happened after that? They got put out the garden. You know, they were so blessed, Adam and Eve. They had a whole garden. They could come on. They could come every day and meet with God. Isn't that awesome? You know, every day God wants to meet with you too. He didn't just want to meet with Adam and Eve. Now, he wanted to meet with you too. In the cool of the day, in the early morning, he said, if you seek him early, guess what? You're going to find the Most High God. So seek him early. You will find him. If you seek him early, if you seek God early, you're going to find him. He said, if you search for me with all of your heart, you will find me. So seek for God. Search him out with all your heart. You will certainly find him. He is available to you. So, you know, he was available to Solomon. He gave Solomon wisdom. So receive God's instruction. It's valuable. It's worth more than silver, more than gold, and it's better than a ruby. Now, you know that's great if it's better than a ruby. He said, wisdom deals with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord, listen to this, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. We hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. That's what the Lord said. Listen to it again. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. So we got to be careful what comes out of our mouth. We got to be careful what we listen to. We got to be careful what we think. You know, we got to have the mind of Christ in this day and time. When we try to think and do it with our own mind, we get all messed up. But we do it with the mind of Christ, He will keep us on the path of righteousness for his sake. Our understanding has strength through me, King's reign. You know what? You know how President Obama got here in this world? God created him, and God put him in the world. President Obama didn't birth himself, and the kings of this world, they did not birth themselves. The Almighty did. He is the creator, the only creator. We didn't come from some animal. We came from God. He was our creator. He blew his breath into us, and we became living souls. Don't let nobody fool you. Rules decree fair law. Through me, princes rule. So do nobles and fair judges. I love those who love me. Those who eagerly look for me, they're going to find me. I have riches and I have honor, lasting wealth and righteousness. What I produce is better than gold, pure gold. What I yield is better than fine silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, on the path of justice, to give an inheritance to those who love me, to fill their treasures. Listen to what God is saying. He's the all-wise, all-knowing God. He is our creator. The Lord already possesses me long ago when his way began. Before any of his works, I was appointed from everlasting, from the first. Who was appointed? Wisdom. Before the earth began, I was born. Before there were oceans, before there were springs filled with water, I was born. Before the mountains were settled in their places and before the hills, when he had not yet made land of fields or the first dust of the world, when he set up the heavens, I was there. Where was he? He was there when he set up these places. When God set up the heavens, he was there. So don't you know, we are grateful that God's word is true. He honors his word above us, his name. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, I was there, wisdom. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, listen to what he said, that the waters should not pass his commandment. Don't you know when it was flooding here in Florida, you know who stopped it? The Almighty God stretched out his mighty arm and stopped the rains and the winds. He said, peace, be still. And they dissipated. You know what? We got a lot of wind, a lot of rain, and a little bit of flooding. But guess what? We're still here to tell the story about how great our God is, how merciful he is, how almighty he is, and he is mightier than I can even utter a word to say. So I thank God for his word. Like I said, he honors it above his name. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight. rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. So promise, he made promises to your children. Now, therefore, hearken. Hearken means to listen. Pay attention unto me, O ye children, for blessed are ye that keep my ways. This is the last verse. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. And you know, when we hear the instructions of the Almighty and we don't refuse it, oh my, ha, oh, we're going to be blessed. We are blessed. Blessed. Hear the instructions of the Almighty and be blessed. So today I have a question for you. Are you saved? What's salvation? You know, we were born, you know, here through Adam. But, you know, we have to be born again. We have to be born again. We have to say, Lord, I sin before you. I'm asking you to forgive me and allow me to be your child. I don't want to live in a wicked and perverse generation anymore. I want to live for you, God. And, you know, so Romans 10 said, with the mouth confession is made unto repentance. And, you know, we have to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Ask him to forgive us of our sins. And he is faithful, faithful, faithful to forgive us of our sins. And, you know, so is there anyone on here who's not saved? Press 1. Anybody not saved? Press 1. All right. Looks like everybody's saved today. So I thank God for salvation. What about backslid? You know, before we know it, sometimes we can slide backwards. We can be sitting on the church pew 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can be lifting holy hands and praising God. But you know what? We can have a spot on our garment. We can just be backslidden. We could be so far from God. But sometimes, you know, our pastors or shepherds, the shepherds, the apostles can, you know, let us know. You know, you strayed some. Sometimes we don't even realize it. So when you know, someone tells you, you know, you strayed, you go, you don't try to fight. You say, Lord, I repent. I ask you to forgive me. So any backslidden people, press 1. We'll pray for you. We will pray today. All right. Well, nobody pressed 1. So it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. If you're requesting prayer today, you can press 1, and we will say a prayer for you. So press 1 and request prayers if you like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's see. Someone press 1 here. Let me see who it is. Hello, may I have your name, please? 38264. You press 1. May I have your name? Would you like prayer? Okay, maybe they're just listening today. All right, we'll leave it at that. Thank you for being on, 382. Okay, anyone need prayer today? I don't know about you, but I'm going to pray for my aunt. On the 20th of June, she turned 102 years young. So I thank God for her life and health and strength. I'll pray for her. Anybody else? What about our children? I'm going to pray for our children. I'm going to let Tashana pray for our children. I'm going to pray for the elderly. And I'll let Tashana pray for the children. So anybody else, press 1. Don't keep it to yourself. Make your request known. All right, all is well? All right. Well, Father God, we just honor your presence today. We just thank you, Almighty, that you are the great and mighty God. You are the mighty I Am. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And, Father, I thank you for my Aunt Mildred, who made 102 on the 20th. It was because of your high right hand, your strong arm, your mighty arm, O God, that allowed her You have been blowing the breath into her body for 102 years. And, Father, we are grateful to you, O God. We thank you, Father God, that she is still in her right mind, that she honors you and adores you, O God. Bless her and her daughter, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing to their bodies. I thank you for protection. I thank you for wisdom, O God. Even though she's elderly, no matter what age we are, we can still gain wisdom. So, Father, I thank you for the things that you're teaching her daily, O God. I lift up your hoary-headed people, the gray-headed people, Father God, that you have allowed to live upon this earth, and you have given them life and life more abundantly. I speak peace upon them, O God. I speak healing upon them, Father God. And I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for binding the hand of the enemy that try to come against the elderly, O God, to confuse them, to make them think, oh, yeah, I'm getting old, and I forgot this, and oh, the devil is a liar. So, Father, I thank you for their quick memory, O God. I thank you for their sober mindedness, O God. I thank you for healing their body from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank you that the elderly walk in divine health and healing every day. I thank you for the strength, 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 strength. We speak strength to the elderly today, all over Jacksonville, all over Florida, all over every city in the United States, all over the world, O God. I thank you for the people who have paved the way for us, O God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for their wisdom. Oh, thank you, Father God, for us listening when they speak into us, the wisdom that they bring forth, O God. I thank you for providing for those who need a cool breeze, cool breeze. Those who need warmth, to give them warmth, O God. Those who need substance, food for their bodies, give them nourishing meals to eat, Father God. And, Father, I thank you that you hear the cries of the elderly. You answer them. Those that are in nursing homes, I lift them up. Those that are in senior homes, I lift them up, O God. Those that are living in their own homes, I pray protection around them. I pray safety over them. I plead your blood upon them, O God. I thank you for the life and abundant life that you've given to them. And so we praise your name, and we bless you today. We honor you today, O God. And we just thank you, O God, for everything you're doing on behalf of the elderly people, O God. And, Father, I thank you for watching out for them. So many of them are crossing the streets, O God, and they're not paying attention to the light. So, Father God, help them to be cautious, O God, before they cross the light, O God. Keep them in safety, O God. Dispatch holy angels of protection around them. And I thank you for what you're doing for the elderly in Jesus' name. I thank you for the children, the grandchildren, the great-great-grandchildren of the elderly, O God. I thank you, Father God, for keeping them by the power of your almighty hand. I thank you for them growing up and living long lives according to your will and your plan in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Tashana, you want to pray for the children? And I'll pray for families.
All right. Heavenly Father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jesus, we pray for the children. Pray, Lord God, that your hand be upon them. We pray, God, that you're stirring up their hearts, whoever is listening, even the parents, God, that you're stirring up their hearts, Lord God, to pour into their children, to teach them the way in which they should go. We pray, bless each and every household on the phone, and we thank you and we bless you, Lord God, for the blessings. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for the compassion. We thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. So if there's any child that's dealing with any sickness, any parents dealing with any sickness, Lord God, we just say that you are our healer, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are our deliverer, Lord God. So if there's anyone on this line that needs deliverance, Lord God, any household that needs deliverance, we declare that. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just continually lift up families. We thank you that you created families, O God, so that we can love one another, so that we can care and help each other, O God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I bind the hand of the enemy that will come and bring rebellion in homes, O God, that cause our children to rebel against the very people who birthed them into the world. I bind up that spirit right now. And I said, rebellion, go in the name of Jesus. You have no place nor authority in our children. Our children will be obedient to those parents and those who have rule and authority over them. I thank you for fathers, O God, who take authority in the home, O God. who look after, who are overseers of their wives and their children and their grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that families are united in love and peace in the home, oh God. I thank you that they are getting along well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for health and strength of fathers and mothers. I thank you for jobs for the fathers and mothers. You said if a man don't work, don't let him eat. So, Father God, I thank you for creative and witty ideas that will get them, even if it's their entrepreneurship, oh God, their own businesses, oh God. And we thank you today for what you're doing for fathers, oh God. I thank you for bringing fathers in the home and keeping them there. I thank you that they will not run away from their families or their responsibilities, oh God, but they will take their responsibilities serious, oh God, knowing that you are their head and knowing, Father God, that you are over them, oh God. And I thank you that they will care for their families as unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for their sons and their daughters, oh God, even the grandchildren that are born and those that are to be born, oh God. I thank you for their obedience, oh God, their safety, their protection, provision for them. I thank you for uncles and aunts and cousins, oh God. I thank you for families loving one another, getting along peacefully, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just bless you today and honor you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace. And I thank you today for the next generation, oh God. And Father, as I pray prayers from this book, prayers that bring change, oh God, for the next generation, oh God, I thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. I bind the spirit of a cosmocrator. I come against the spirit that would put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. I declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. I declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. I release prayer warriors into the elementary schools. I release prayer warriors in the middle schools, in the high schools, and the colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical colleges, oh God, the beauty schools, and other places of training and education. And we thank you for doing that, oh God. God, anoint young people to represent you in the marketplaces, in Hollywood, in the political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. I break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, I thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in this nation in Jesus' name. I bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in our land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of the Lord. The devices set against the children from the womb to the college are broken right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every perverse spirit that will come against our children in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you hear and answer prayers. Incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes or spirits of violation, you will not steal the purity of our children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed in Jesus' name. We declare that our young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father God, that no, they will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down the young people. They shall shine as the light on the top of the hill and draw others into your kingdom, O God. God, I thank you, O God, for your word says that if you be lifted up, men will be drawn to you. I declare that the next generation will lift you up, O God. I speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and to walk in a fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision. They shall teach with accuracy, lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with hearts to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies, and they will wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. All generational curses are broken. The blessings of the anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Their homes shall be places of peace. They will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of good stewardship is the portion of the next generation. I declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail in Jesus' name. 1,000 shall fall at one to one side and 10,000 to the other, but no harm shall come nigh the dwellings of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are broken, being broken off of our children. They are displaced by the spirit and meekness of truth. Faith and joy are released to the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, we call forth psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. I bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed, and is closed through music, movies, videos, games, and internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet, airways are bound in Jesus' name. Demons, we bind up the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666. And bind the beasts of the internet. Lord, we know that many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accursed things that flow into the lives of our children are broken in Jesus' name. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of the devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities and sororities, Masons, Shriners, Skinners, Skinheads, Black Panthers, New Black Panthers, street gangs, and other organizations that have negative influence over the young people are bound and blocked. I pull down strongholds of the images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and the media. The spirit of Medes is bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism. The New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote values that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast on you. Amen and amen. Well, it's testimony time. Anybody have a brief testimony they want to share today on the radio? Press 1, okay. Thank you. Hold on, please. How you doing, Brother Tony?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, I don't have a testimony, but I just wanted to say something. I enjoy the show. When I get time, I do try to check in. I also have a friend online with me today on the three-way. But I just wanted to say, I wanted to remind people, because a lot of people don't think about it, is that when you are praying, when you're praying to the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ, to always be mindful to call out the whole name, because there were many Jesuses, but there was only one Christ. Christ,
Amen.
Which means the anointed one. Which means
Amen.
The anointing, and the anointing, which means burden removing, yoke destroying, power of God. So we have to be reminded that when we're praying, let's call out on the Christ and not just on Jesus. Because
Amen.
There were many Jesuses in time, but there's only one Christ, and that is the anointing. Because Jesus would not stop you from sinning, but the anointing is what stops you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate your guest listening also.
Man.
Amen.
So, can I ask you a question? Now, you said something about me coming on and spitting some lyrics. I don't know when you want me to do that, but, I mean, did you want me to, like, play something, or did you want me to go a cappella? Or, I mean, it's...
Yeah, we'll talk later. How's that?
Okay, we'll talk.
I'll give you a call. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. All right, okay. Somebody else here. You have a testimony?
Hi, Sister G.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, this is Brother Stewart.
Hey, Brother Stewart, how are you?
Oh, we're excited. We're sitting here, and we're excited about the word and what you are putting out, what God give you every week, and we're excited about it.
Amen.
And we
thank God
to the word
for you.
Today, and we heard the young lady was talking about the children, the way of the Lord, the way they grow up. It's got to be about God. And we was excited about hearing that when it first came on. And we heard the most important subject of it, we were talking about wisdom today. Wisdom, knowledge and understanding, that Solomon was the wisdom, wisest man that God ever made. And we thank God for wisdom today. And you got to have wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, Joseph had wisdom. If it wasn't for Joseph having wisdom, his father wouldn't have got the food and the money that they had. So we're excited today about the word that came forth today. And I'm asking you just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm hoping that more tune in. And with wisdom, a lot of people would have been alive today if they would have had some wisdom. You
know,
that's
right.
Taking wisdom is knowledge and understanding. A lot of times you don't understand things, but if you have wisdom, you do. You can see some things. You can hear God's word. And I'm excited today about what you're doing for the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you just keep on doing what you're doing. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for your encouragement, brother. How's your family, your wife, children, grandchildren?
Everybody's doing real fine, and we're keeping our faith in the Lord. And we're just thanking
Amen.
God for you. We're excited. Everybody's doing good. Sister Stewart is doing good. My son is doing good. We're smiling and we're rejoicing.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you,
Amen.
Too.
Amen. We appreciate you. And we love you.
Love you, too. Thank you. Anybody
okay,
else?
Bye-bye.
Pardon
yes,
me?
Ma'am, I'll tell. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We read a prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. The next is called Prayers That Bring Change. That last prayer we did, and the next generation prayer. All right. It is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank each of you for joining us. I love you. And I'm grateful for you coming on. I thank God for allowing you to listen and participate. So we have someone on here from Atlanta, Ohio, Florida. So I just am grateful. You know, God got his people all over the world. So I thank God for each of you. And I look forward to speaking to you. This Saturday we will not have Bible Storyland, but June the 7th. And next Thursday, we will have Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, if the Lord says the same. So look forward to hearing from you. Your voice next week. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Study the Word. Don't forget. Study, study to show yourself approved. Obey God. Bless. And don't forget to pray to the Most High God. I love you. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
There's no other life, there's no place, there's no life like you. I know.